This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And baseball season, Grapefruit League style, is coming to an end as the teams will be breaking camp, and next week they'll be starting the brand new baseball season. Now, to all the great radio stations that are out there, thank you very much for carrying our program, as well as the people listening around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and EM room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at The Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there, too. Now, joining us now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon, and you can always go over there and read all the great articles that she has over there, too, and sign up for the daily sit reps. Good morning again. President Joe Biden calling for a national assault weapons ban. We've heard this before in the wake of the two violent mass shooting incidents over the past week, arguing for targeted legislation to crack down on felons purchasing firearms and threatened to do it by executive action if he can't get legislation.
Yep. We expected it.
Well, we expected it, but I don't think they got the votes to do it unless something's changed.
I don't either.
What do you think? So we're just blowing smoke again.
Yes.
All right. Now, you did hear what Senator Ted Cruz had to say, right?
I did.
I thought that was pretty good because he and the chairman of the committee, Mr. Grassley, Senator Grassley from Iowa, introduced the Grassley-Cruz bill, which...
last year.
Yeah, well, I thought it was 2013.
Well, whatever. I don't think it was that long ago.
Well, that's when it came out, 2013. I wrote the date down because I heard him say it on TV. That might have come back last year. But he said, let's target the bad guys, the felons. Let's put them in jail, stop them from getting guns. Let's not scapegoat innocent, law-abiding citizens, and let's not target their constitutional rights. Absolutely, positively.
Correct.
So what do we do now, Coach?
I mean, we're going to have, some kind of a proposal that's going to come out of this, what we now have to say, Biden-Harris White House. They've changed that.
Yeah.
I would say we're going to be back in the discussions of red flag laws. So we're going to have to judge slowly here and see where they necessarily go. I'm not terribly excited that make a lot of headway on this, but I would say they're going to try something, but we don't know what it's necessarily going to be. But I don't think it's going to necessarily advance too much. It's a fundraising issue. It's always a fundraising issue for the Democrats.
Now, crude oil has dropped dramatically since Monday, actually since last Friday. Just this week, it's dropped $3.80 a gallon of West Texas crude down to $57.76 a barrel. Brent crude has dropped $3.83 down to $60.79. The wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 15 cents since last Friday, and diesel has dropped 16 cents a gallon since last Friday. In the meantime, you haven't seen the gasoline prices drop all that much, have you?
Not the pump, no.
So, are we getting hosed again? Pardon the pun.
They may be trying to put some other monies back into the coffers, to kind of get them through, the summer. I don't know that to be a fact yet, but it's hard to tell why we're not getting some relief when it comes to the price of gasoline at the pump.
Yeah.
We have a new situation here where one of the largest tanker ships in the world is now blocking the Suez
that
Canal.
That big container ship is what it is, yep.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Evergreen,
yeah.
And it is virtually sideways.
Yep.
And that's gonna hurt some things. Now, this ship was on its way, I think, to Rotterdam.
Uh-huh.
And it's virtually sideways, and
yep.
It's actually run aground. So
yes.
This is going to jam some things up in a big way.
Yeah.
Well,
it's already closed. It's already closed the Suez Canal, and that means
that's right.
That means the tankers that are loaded that were going in that direction will have to.
Nobody's going in. You're in a full blown traffic jam there at
yep.
the Suez.
Because they can't turn around in that canal. There's not room to do it.
So they've got some tugs there. That are trying a few different things to see if they can't relieve the running aground and see what they can do. But we don't know how. We don't know if this thing was purposeful. They're blaming it on the
wind.
The new excuses, the wind.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if it was more than 7 miles an hour.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. No, Evergreen is a major shipping firm out of China. Imagine that, out of China. You see their containers all over the American highways being pulled by our trucks. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that nice little liner for us. And she is a news gal here in Tampa, and she does liners, and she was nice enough to do that one for me a couple of years or so ago, and we appreciate that. All right, now back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But before I go there, I want to remind everybody that Saturday, I'll be up at Moss Nissan, Saturday, March 27th, from noon to 3 for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Now, Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games, including the contest that they'll have with their big truck that they have there, Tailgate Pro Entertainment's giant screen TV. They'll have cornhole, they'll have tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong. It's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids along, enjoy some free food, some drinks, too. And if you're coming and you want to take a test drive in a car, or you're thinking about buying a car or a truck, I'm going to have $500 coupons. Means exactly what it says. $500 off the new vehicle or the certified pre-owned you're looking at. It'll save you that amount of money. Now, remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. They'll also be there, as I said, with their complete entourage, so you can have a great time there. And I'll be there Saturday, 12 noon to 3 p.m., Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 and 54, in Newport Richey. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello again.
Hello.
Now, Vice President Kamala Harris is facing a backlash after laughing off the question on visiting the border amid the surge. On top of that, she's been criticized for not returning the salute that she's been given by the military when she boards aircraft, whether it's a helicopter or one of the jets, Air Force Two or whatever. And I guess nobody really told her about the protocol, I guess.
Well, we have no idea what what kind of training or advice or, you know, some kind of heads up that the White House gives to a new staff. So we don't know that if she was ever told that it is a professional courtesy to return the salute to anybody in the military if they salute her. I have no idea. But it is a tradition that started under Reagan and has kind of remained ever since. So we also, too, she's the first female that has been in this kind of office, which I would think would be all the more reason that she would have been given some kind of training class, if you will, on protocols. But on the other hand, maybe she did, and she's just fighting the military, so we don't know.
Now, Kamala Harris's niece needs a little training of her own, because of her tweets, because she jumped right away to the wrong assumptions about the Colorado shooter, put a bunch of stuff out there, called him a white supremacist, plus some other things, and got it all wrong.
Well, it's groupthink. You know, there was groupthink when it came to the shooting in Atlanta.
Yep.
And they did the exact, and those people that, you know, made the assumptions on what happened with the spa shooting in Atlanta haven't really made, I don't think, any corrections. They've just kind of watered them down a little bit in subsequent social media posts. And the same thing with what happened in Boulder. So, you know, these people, you know, they're very quick to put racism into the equation immediately, and then they end up being very wrong. So judge slowly. You know, you have to give things a day or two before you find out some other things about these criminals. So,
well, we can put race in when it comes to the shooter, whose name I will not mention, because the only people that he targeted, first it was the older white people that he could see, and then it was anybody else that was white.
Yeah, he only killed white people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, they can put that in their pipe and smoke and see how they explain that. All right. Let's get an update on Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, obviously, for the, what, fourth time in 2 years?
I think it's actually, we're about at the sixth or seventh here. But,
all right.
Yeah, the seventh time he's been tried to force, create a government there. And if you think our politics are stupid, those in Israel are twice as bad, if you can even believe that. But you have to have a 61-seat majority. It's beginning to sound familiar here when it comes to our Senate.
Yeah.
And he's at 59 as they're still counting. So he's 2 seats short. He may be able to, you know, turn 2 people. I don't know. But that's where they are in Israel. 2 feet short at the moment.
Yep, and we'll see what happens. We're going to try to keep our eyes on that as best as we can. Well, you know, Joe Biden, his tax hike on wealthy Americans, corporations, to fund what appears to be a $3.8 trillion infrastructure plan. We've already got companies that are moving out of the United States. Ford is moving that billion-dollar enterprise they had down into Mexico. There's other companies that are following suit.
Well, you know, we have an administration that's in chaos. I mean, they clearly came into this with only social justice objectives. When it came to, you know, any other kinds of things, they weren't prepared. So I see a White House in absolute chaos, which is causing twice the chaos outside the Beltway, outside the, you know, Washington, D.C., for the rest of the country, most of which is obviously happening at the southern border. But you know, we obviously don't have a real true policy when it comes to North Korea. We just mentioned that. You know, you've got the State Department fellers over, you know, hanging with NATO right now. Well, that's okay, but, you know, Russia, Moscow has just partnered up with China, and they want to stop using the U.S. dollar as reserve currency. And I think that's just, you know, a part of another shot across the bow of the United States. But maybe they ought to start retooling NATO a little bit and not ever so much concentrating on Moscow, that they need to include Beijing in all those discussions. So this White House and even the cabinet posts, they're in chaos. I mean, Mayorkas has no business being at DHS.
No, no.
You know, Becerra has no business being at HHS.
Right.
So, you know, we're, what, 60, 90 days into this nonsense?
Yeah, 2 months. All right, well, I got one.
I don't know if we can hang on.
Well, I got one for you when you're talking about hanging on. We just had the stimulus go through. Evanston, Illinois. Evanston, Illinois has become the first U.S. city to make reparations available to their black residents using the stimulus money they got.
It says that they receive the tax dollars from the sales of marijuana and for contributions. They weren't using stimulus money, but there are a lot of stipulations to those reparations, and it can only be used for community improvement, home improvement money. So you have to do an awful lot of evidence, indisputable evidence, that the entire time that you have been living in Evanston, Illinois, which is a used to be a fairly nice suburb of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
At least it was when I lived there. So I don't know that, and there is a cap to what the committee pays out. So, yeah, judge slowly on that one.
All right, you betcha. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, enjoy your day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out the article she writes, and sign up for her daily sit rep. You'll be glad you did. I'll be right back with more at our Military and Veterans News Segment 2.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that about 13% of Americans have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, with nearly 1 in 4 people having received at least one dose. The U.S. has been averaging about 2.5 million shots administered daily. On Tuesday, Texas, Indiana, and Georgia all announced that eligibility would be opening up for all adults in the coming days. President Biden has said that he wants the vaccines available to all adults nationwide by May 1st. With more vaccines available, more people are hitting the road. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1.5 million people on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic began a year ago. The rebound in travel coming as airlines and a number of tourism-based industries are asking the White House to roll back travel restrictions. And the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with the death of George Floyd is set to begin next Monday. A jury was seated Tuesday for the trial of Derek Chauvin, who's facing murder and manslaughter charges in Floyd's death. Opening statements are set for March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. I'm going to be with the president of the National Aviation Academy today over at the Rotary Club luncheon at the Bel Air Country Club, where I'm giving the speech today. Make sure you check them out, and I'll be right back with more right after National Aviation tells you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is a very unique place in that you go there to become a certified aviation technician, and it is a career like none other that I can describe, because it's the only place that I know, short of being a truck driver, where you can go and get certified. Your certification stays with you for the life of you. It's good anywhere in the world. You can take a job anywhere in the world, and you'll always have work. Same scenario as if you were a truck driver, only this pays a lot more than being a truck driver. So I want you to check them out on the web first at naa.edu, National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. And then once you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. and asked to take a tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, or the one here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. But asked to take the tour, just give them a call, 800-659-2080. And I'll tell you right now, you'll be glad you did. Well, years of kicking the can on modernization are finally coming due for the Pentagon at a time when the Biden administration faces major pressures to draw down the defense budget, creating a nasty situation across all three military services. This is not the time to draw down our military budget for the likes of Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran breathing fire down our necks. They know we have a weak leader in Joe Biden, and they're going to try to do anything they can to take advantage of that situation. Mark my words, there are a number of people that believe that China, this is where they're going to go after and try to take control of the little island of Formosa, a.k.a. nationalist China. We'll see. Now, every unit in the military has until April the 1st to sit down with its troops and talk about what extremism is and why it's incompatible with military service. But that training has proven to look very different across the formation. Some are teaching it one way, some are teaching it another, but they are indeed addressing it. By the way, soldiers will start taking the third version of the new but delayed Army Combat Fitness Test on April the 1st as part of an effort to gather data for a RAND Corporation study on how the test will impact different demographics across the Army. And did you hear about this one? A National Guard convoy transporting doses of the COVID-19 vaccine was ambushed Monday morning in West Texas, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. Now, they got the guy that did the ambushing, but still, a gunman ambushed the National Guard convoy carrying the COVID vaccine in Texas. They did catch him. Now, the top Republican of the House Armed Services Committee said that he would support creating a quick reaction force of National Guardsmen to respond to emergencies at the Capitol if they take down their wall, a.k.a. fence. They're in the process of doing some of that, at least the outer area anyway. Now, the U.S.-led coalition aircraft recently conducted a major offensive against the Islamic State in northern Iraq, conducting 133 airstrikes over 10 days, targeting a cave complex that served as a safe haven for the terrorists for a number of years. That's more than any monthly airstrike total in both Iraq and Syria since 2019. Don't know the results yet of the strikes. By the way, public flight tracking data showed that the RC-135U spy plane made an unprecedented run at Chinese airspace near Taiwan. We haven't received confirmation of that, but that's the information that we're hearing from the Chinese, who were very upset about that one, of course. And a B-2 bomber and Norwegian F-35s have integrated in the Arctic Circle exercise that's going on right now, a night exercise near the Arctic Circle, that coming from the U.S. Air Force. And coronavirus infections now are soaring as new lockdowns are looming against Europe, but vaccination campaigns have ground to a halt on some of the U.S. bases in the continent, with officials blaming lagging supplies and uneven distribution. Well, if anything's coming by way of the Suez Canal, they're going to be in worse trouble. because it's currently blocked. And by the way, that's a Chinese ship doing the blocking that turned sideways in the Suez Canal. A big-time evergreen container ship. I've seen that ship. That's a huge ship, by the way. And the Marine Corps and Air Force ordered an indefinite end to indoor dining at off-base restaurants on Okinawa, citing an increase in coronavirus cases on the island and at their respective installations. So we'll see what happens there. Now, the Government Accountability Office is going to review the U.S. Air Force's decision to headquarters Space Command in Huntsville, Alabama. A lot of people are upset about that, moving it out of Alabama, or moving it out of where it was over to Alabama. We'll see. And the government's 70 hypersonic programs, ranging from enabling technology efforts to all-up prototyping projects, are expected to cost some $15 billion from 2015 through 2024. And several have sharply exceeded their original cost estimates. Gee, I'm so not surprised. By the way, outstanding questions include, why are civilians dying at higher rates than the troops? That's an interesting question right there. We can't wait to hear the answer about that one. Now, Washington's battle over nuclear weapons and that budget have already gone underway. Washington's budget cycle is just getting started, but already the Democrats and Republicans are in a war of words over whether or not to curb or continue the trajectory of spending on nuclear weapons modernization. We'll see what happens there and how they do what they do. By the way, remember the USS Constitution up in Boston, in the Boston Harbor? Well, they've named one of their cannons in honor of the first woman to serve as chief petty officer in the Navy. And a U.S. Navy cruiser, the USS Philippine Sea, has returned to duty over the weekend after 3 weeks in port in Bahrain to deal with a COVID-19 outbreak. They are back on the sea and underway and back on their assignment. Coming up, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And my conversation with Chris Markowski is going to be brought to you by our friends up there at Moss Nissan. Now, keep in mind, two things going on. First of all, today I'm going to be the speaker at the Rotary Club in Clearwater. I'll be over there with our friend President Pam from the National Aviation Academy. I was invited to speak, and I told them that I would do that for them, their monthly speaker. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a motivational speak about never giving up on your dream. How about that? I'm sure that's going to be interesting to some people that are going to wonder what that's all about. But here's the other thing, folks. This Saturday, join me at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey from noon to 3 for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Now, Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games, including Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Pong. You can enjoy the tournament games on the Tailgate Pro Entertainment Giant Screen TV, the basketball tournament, NCAA, plus plenty of free food and drinks, too. And I did say free food. It's a family-friendly event. Bring them with you. Now, while you're there, look me up. I'm going to have a whole bunch of $500 discount coupons off your new or certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan. It'll make your deal especially sweet. And it's exactly what it says. It's worth $500. So remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment's going to be there. And I'll see you this Saturday from noon to 3 at Moss Nissan at US 19 and 54. In Newport Richey. And we're even going to invite the Watchdog on Wall Street down, Chris Markowski. You coming?
I'd love to be down there right now. Really would. It's nice. You guys spending some time at the beach down in Clearwater, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, the weather is gorgeous down here. And the hotel next door to us, I'll tell you, it's packed again. And when I saw some of the people yesterday coming back from the ballpark and whatnot, you know, they got their Yankee garb on, or they've got their Philadelphia Phillies garb on, or whatever team it is they're supporting, Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, they're all here.
I remember the spring break crowd coming around, and it's great. Yeah, they've got about a week left of spring training.
That's right.
And they start the seasons up. I think they're running in New York. They're going to run, as they said right now, 20% capacity.
Yeah.
At the games here, which is, it's not a lot, but it's, you know, something.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have more fans than that in the stands down here, because they're going to start out with whatever the number's going to be, 3,800 or something like that. But then as the conditions get better, and they believe they will, they'll increase it to maybe 50% by, say, July 4th.
Well, I would think they'd probably even be faster than that down in Florida. I know Texas, I think, is opening up at 100%.
Yes, they are. Now, let's talk about the Biden administration looking to raise the U.S. corporate tax rate up. Janet Yellen talked about it yesterday. But here's the deal. A lot of corporations right now are taking a look at, okay, they want to raise the federal tax rate, the corporate rate. Our state taxes are going up. We're going to move our company to the place where we can afford to save some money. And guess where they're going? Three states, Chris. Guess where they are?
Well, I said Florida, Texas, Tennessee, I'm sure.
Yep.
Georgia's popular. Yep. And I think West Virginia might be another state that joins the no income tax crowd there. And again, it's something outside of just the corporate tax rate. It's also the tax of employing people. You know, if you don't have to pay, if your employees, the cost of living is lower and they don't have to pay state income taxes amidst a myriad of other various different taxes and fees and property taxes and whatnot, then you can lower your costs to employ people, which is a big benefit as well. You can't get around the federal corporate tax, but, you know, states can most certainly be competitive on the local level.
Now, the other thing, Chris, and I talked about this with you during the break here, some of these states offer corporations, when they come into a state like that and bring X amount of jobs with them, they'll defer their taxes in the state, whatever the taxes might happen to be, to include property taxes and other things, for as long as 3 years, zero taxes at the state level.
Sometimes longer than that, and I am very much against this policy. And quite frankly, I think it's just it's un-American, in my opinion. You know, we're all supposed to be equal under the law. We all may have our different talents and abilities, but the rules are supposed to be applied fairly and equitably across the board. And when a corporation comes to town and they don't have to pay property taxes for the next 3 years, I know politicians make every excuse in the world, say, oh, we're creating jobs, we're doing this. I'm sorry. You know, the little mom-and-pop coffee shop or diner or dry cleaner or, I don't care, haberdashery, for crying out loud. You know, they've been there for generations. They don't get that break. And it's just not right. It's just not fair, because more often than not, you know, let's take a big company like Amazon. That small little store is competing against Amazon, yet that small little company has to pay those taxes. So I am vehemently against that. But that's what politicians do. That's, you know, how they give handouts and cutouts and giveaways. And that's one of the reasons why our tax code is so ridiculous and unfair and 70,000 pages plus. This is where all power comes from. We're watching it happen right now. I'm going to watch it happen right now in regards to the next round of stimulus. You got the Republicans that now have agreed to earmarks. Why did Republicans agree to earmarks? Because they see that another multi-trillion-dollar stimulus package is coming down, and they want to get their grubby little hands on that money and say, hey, look, and I brought it home to my district. None of these guys have any religion, you know, whatsoever when it comes to being conservative. You know, they'll appear on Hannity's program, but they're full of it.
Wait till you hear this one. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told lawmakers yesterday that the economy is recovering more quickly than expected, but he does not expect the $1.9 trillion stimulus package to lead to too much inflation, quote, end of quote.
Yeah, I don't, you know, want to be rude, but I don't know what Jay Powell is smoking. It's patently absurd. There's inflation everywhere. We all know it. We all see it. It's in everything that we do and spend and whatnot. And, you know, you take a look at the price of groceries. You take a look at the price of building materials. You take a look at the price of everything probably outside of flat-screen TVs, and it's going up.
Yeah, I don't want to take a look at the price of groceries. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
Because I know why it's gone up. I see. And by the way, let me tell you something here. You want to get mad for a minute? Listen to this. Since last Friday, the wholesale price of gasoline has dropped 15 cents a gallon. It's down to $1.90 right now. Diesel has dropped 16 cents a gallon, down to $1.75 right now. West Texas crude, since Monday, has dropped $3.80 a barrel, $57.76. Brent crude has dropped $3.83, down to $60.79. Why is the price of gas still so high?
Well, you know, some of it has to do with what's already been delivered. And that's one of the things, too. Less of it gets through the system as quickly as it used to because of the, you know, very through pandemic reasons and less people driving. But, you know, the prices will reflect over time. They'll come back down, but not as quickly as we'd like them to.
Yeah, I think it's greed. That's my comment.
Well, again, if you're a gas station and you purchased, you know, gasoline and you filled your tanks at a certain price, you're going to sell it, you know, more often than not at that price, and you're going to be competitive with everybody around you.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody keeps it up, they're going to keep the price up. Again, I, to me, it's small potatoes to what's going to happen with the price of gasoline once the institute higher gas taxes, because gas taxes are going way up.
And good morning to George the Godfather. I don't know if I'm going to see him for lunch or not today, but good morning to George. He's saying good morning to you, too, there, Chris.
Good morning.
Now, did you hear about the top New York business leaders yesterday urging state leaders in New York to drop the proposed state tax increases, arguing the hikes will derail the Big Apple's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic?
We'll see what's going to happen here in the state of New York. I don't even know if it's going to be possible for them to do it. I think that, you know, they would just scare way too many businesses away at this point in time. I think it was more of a threat than anything else. But you never know with these, you know, politicians in Albany.
Yeah, no kidding. And by the way, the Pfizer company is going to develop new vaccines using the mRNA technology. That's a good thing, again.
Yeah, the messenger RNA technology, and again, I think we had discussed this. The uses for this across the board are extraordinary. So, it's, you know, a lot of good things can come out of this vaccine.
All right, my friend, have yourself a great day. Be careful, stay safe, stay low, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a great day.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go over there, check out his website, see all the stuff he does, and you'll catch him on the weekend on over 250 stations, many of which I'm on. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.